Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Are you getting married? Does your dress fit perfectly now, or did you vow to lose a few pounds before you fit into that dress? Are you feeling like you're really ready to be seen in a bikini on your honeymoon? My guest is Jim White. He's the owner and president of Jim White Fitness and Nutrition Studios. So, Jim, you recently got married. Give everybody a big shape up, kind of a 6-month wedding fitness plan. If they have 6 months to get ready for their wedding, start them right now today.
Well, 6 months is a lot of time. What I really, first of all, want to make sure is a lot of women go on fast crash diets. And this is something that can be very harmful on the body and actually make you look not so good on your wedding day. You know, by having a crash diet, you know, remember, nutrients help for skin health, to help look your best during your wedding day, having toned muscles, and that's something that we really got to try. Get, you know, solid exercise program and a solid eating program to get there.
Okay, so they've got 6, 4, however many months. What do they start to do now? They really want to lose weight. They really want to have some toned arms because their dress is strapless. So get them going.
Well, let's start off with weight training. 3 times a week. This is definitely recommended, at least 30 minutes a session, full body workouts, making sure the whole body is worked in unison. This is going to increase muscle mass, and for every muscle we build, we burn about an additional 50 calories a day. So it's vitally important to increase your weight training if you're doing any at all.
I would like to add a tip that if you focus on quick results, as you were discussing, that will discourage you. So what Jim is discussing here must be started, and don't expect your results overnight, but do them. Start with a weight training program and get those arms going, because you're going to build a little bit of muscle that makes those beautiful shaped arms. Now, what about cardiovascular? You know, you want to get some of that body fat burned off.
That's right. ACSM recommends that 30 minutes a day on most days of the week. So here you go. If you haven't done anything, try to at least do 20 to 30 minutes a day. If you're intermediate, try to do 45 minutes, and advanced, 60 minutes a day. Now, cardiovascular, you know, try to burn as many calories as you can. I would definitely recommend maybe a day or two off, but try to get as many days as you can. This is going to burn the most calories to create that deficit, whether it's weight loss, whether it's toning. This is going to help improve the heart also.
So you really want to get those calories burned. And a good way to do that is to also up the ante. If you're used to walking, if you're used to doing the elliptical, pick it up a little. Add a circuit. Do 5 minutes, just 5, of harder, faster. Run on the treadmill. Even if you're not a runner, run for like 1 minute. And then when you've done that, do 2 minutes, right? So people can kind of take what they're doing and just give that little extra push, and that'll help them see their results a little faster.
That's right. I always have 3 rules when it comes to cardiovascular. Intensity rule is number one. Definitely push the envelope when it comes to intensity. Get more bang for your buck. While you're doing it, you might as well push it. Number two is progression is the key. You want to definitely progress. Push a little bit more. And consistency. I see a lot of people will do it for 2 weeks, then back off. And it just sets you back to where you were. So you want to keep it consistent. If you have 6 months, don't wait to the last minute. Start it 6 months ahead of time. Start it 3 months ahead of time, wherever, you know, it happens. It usually takes about 3 months to see some major changes in the body.
Okay, now they're doing all of these things. They're trying to do their aerobics. They started weight training. They're doing sit-ups and abdominal crunches, and they've heard planking really is great, so they're doing all these things. Now they're eating. If they don't control that, they're still not going to fit into that dress.
Yes, now nutrition is one of the biggest aspects, as we know. Establish your vices. What are those things that really, really add up on the calories? If you're drinking a glass or two of alcohol a day, well, maybe cut it down to 1 or 0. If you're doing any late night eating, this can be wreak havoc on the diet. So definitely cut that down. And portion sizes is some of the easiest things to cut down. If you're eating 5 to 6 ounces of protein a night, cut down to 3. If you're eating 2 cups of carbohydrates, such as rice, pasta, you know, cut down to a half a cup to a cup. By making those changes, that is where you're going to see most of your results.
So they, and one thing that might be, you know, helpful for the motivation, because it's one thing if we all just want to lose weight, we want to get in shape, but this is for a specific reason. It's for a specific purpose. So let that excitement, let that motivation be your excitement of that big day and what it means for afterward.
Yeah, Melanie, let's face it. There is no ultra goal as your wedding day. You might have high school reunions, you might have trips, but your wedding day is when you want to look your best. And a crash diet or any type of fad diets won't work. When you start to lose muscle, just the muscles, you know, don't look good. And when you start to decrease water or, you know, skip on a lot of vital nutrients, the face can look sunken in. You know, you can just have not a great look, even in your skin and hair health. So this is not only about a fit body, but it's about beauty. It's about, you know, definitely fueling your body. So you need all those vital nutrients from your five food groups when it comes in. Just watch definitely those vices, and that will definitely help out to get you where you need to be.
Well, and you definitely, we've all seen those brides that look, you know, undernourished and or too tired. So maybe they've, you know, fasted, and that's definitely not recommended, is it?
No, it's not recommended. And, you know, this is a stressful time. What a way to decrease stress by exercising. What a way to make sure your energy levels are balanced through consistent, small, frequent meals. You know, this is a time in your life that, you know, can definitely can be stressful, and you want a nice, smooth ride through the whole entire process, and exercise and a healthy diet will definitely do this.
What about writing down goals for yourself, like every week, something new, just a little bit of something? And if you were going to write down a goal, can you reward yourself with something if you reach that goal?
Yeah, I think the mini goals are very important, especially in a 3-month time. You can set realistic expectations, and I really feel that, you know, having a little reward, it doesn't mean, you know, if you have 3 or 6 months to get ready, doesn't mean that you should never cheat. I recommend that maybe have an indulgence at the end of the week, kind of like a carrot at the end of the week as a treat to get you going, because anything that's so strict, you're liable to fall off the wagon and really go off hard, which would wreak havoc on the body, which wouldn't be enticing for your wedding day.
Well, that's true, because that's usually, you know, we trick ourselves, Jim. We try and trick ourselves into thinking things and looking back at the past. Oh, and the way I looked when I was 21, but if you're not getting married at 21, then you do need to find those things and give yourself motivation and rewards, you know. So in the last minute and a half, 3 months, they're at the 3-month mark, Jim, here. Bride Fitness, get somebody ready for their wedding. Right now, they can start.
Yeah, I think they got to stay focused on their goal, setting mini goals. Exactly what do they want on their wedding day? You know, what do they want to look like? Really focus those target areas. Get the weight training up at least 3 times a week on most body parts. Cardiovascular training is going to burn the body fat. It's going to improve the heart health. And make sure that diet, getting in mini meals, do not skip meals. This is what a lot of brides do, especially when they're in the hustle and the bustle of getting ready for a wedding. Skipping meals can wreak havoc on the body, so making sure they're getting small, frequent meals in, watching their portion control, watching their late-night eating, and a lot of those sugary processed foods, making sure they're eating a lot of fruits and vegetables and clean. And I'm telling you what, it will work. They will look the best on their wedding day.
And I would like to just add to that and say that the stress of planning a wedding is enough to make you turn to those comfort and junk foods, when instead, if you did as Jim said and you exercised and you ran on the treadmill or you took a walk around the block, that's almost just as good or better than those comfort foods and reaching for that stuff, which is only going to make you feel worse after you eat it. So try something new to deal with the stress, even meditation, yoga. These are all great ways to deal with the stress of planning that wonderful day. I remember mine, and it was so beautiful. So you can do it, brides. You can get in shape and keep yourself healthy and look beautiful on that day. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine, right here on Radio MD. Stay well.